Church.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Thank you, Pastor Jay and Elder Don, for having me here. It's a great joy to be here and to be united with the family of God.
很谢谢黄牧师以及东英长老以及各位弟兄姐妹，在这个神的大家庭里面，我们可以聚集。
It's very encouraging to know that wherever you go, there will always be God's people, and we can worship together.
我们很高兴，无论我们去哪里，我们都可以遇到在主里面的弟兄姐妹，可以成为一家人。
If you have your Bibles this morning, should we turn to Philippians 4:13 together?
今天早上我们要和大家一起来看《腓立比书》第四章。
Excuse me, 4:10. We're going to read from Philippians 4:10 to 4:13.
Okay, 腓立比书第四章第十到十三节。
Paul writes, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me.
保罗在这里说，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。
You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity.
你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。
Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need.
或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Would you join me in prayer?
我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, and
亲爱的天父
heaven, we thank you, Lord, that you have gathered us here together.
我们感谢你今天把我们召聚到你的面前。
We thank you that by your grace, you listen to our prayers and petitions.
感谢你，因为你的恩典，我们能够来到你的面前献上祷告。
We thank you, Lord, that our voices don't just echo around in this room.
我们感谢你，因为我们的声音跟祷告不是只停在这个房间里。
But indeed, they reach your throne room of grace.
他们要达到你施恩的宝座面前。
We also thank you, Lord, that you have a word for us this morning.
我们也感谢你，因为你今天早上要对我们说话。
And so, Lord, we ask that you do indeed speak to every one of us here.
我们求你向我们在座的每一个人说话。
Would you help me to interpret your word faithfully?
求你也帮助我能够把你的话讲得清楚明白。
Because if we don't hear a word from you this morning, we have gathered in vain.
因为我们如果不是从你那里得着你的话语，我们的聚集就是枉然。
May you be glorified in our worship this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
愿你今天早上在这里得着你当得的荣耀，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。Amen.
Do you want to be like Mike?
你想要像 Mike 一样吗？
That was a slogan in the 90s referring to the NBA basketball star Michael Jordan.
这是90年代的一个口号。那所讲的就是篮球明星 Michael Jordan.
Every kid in America wanted to be as good and as famous as Michael Jordan.
在美国的每一个孩子那时候都想要成为像 Michael Jordan 那么好，那么出名。
I even had a friend who legally changed his name to Michael so that he can be just a little bit more like Michael Jordan.
事实上，我有一个朋友还真的把他的名字改成 Michael， 所以他可以更像 Michael 一点。
If you're not familiar with Michael Jordan, he is the most successful basketball player who has ever played the game.
如果你不知道 Michael Jordan 是谁，他就是在美国篮球史上最成功的球员。
I can list all of his accomplishments, but it would take up the whole time that we have.
我可以把他所有的成就列出来，但是这样我们今天聚会时间就不够用了。
He transcended basketball. He was an icon for a whole generation.
他超越了篮球。他是这整个世代的一个标记。
And he turned 50 a few years ago.
几年前他50岁。
So to celebrate his birthday, a journalist spent some time with him.
为了庆祝他的生日，有一个记者就花了一些时间跟他住在一起。
He wanted to know how Michael Jordan is doing today.
他要知道今天的 Michael Jordan 到底过着什么样的生活。
And then he wrote an article about his experience with Michael Jordan.
然后他就写了一篇报道，看他跟 Michael Jordan 一起住的这几天，他观察到什么。
And the article is one of the most sobering things I've ever read.
他所写的这一篇报道是我所读过最真实的报道之一。
Keep in mind, this is a man who is a billionaire, and he owns a successful shoe brand and a basketball team.
请不要忘记，我们现在所讲的是一个非常成功的人。他是个亿万富翁，有一个非常出名的球鞋品牌，而且还有一支球队。
He has a mansion.He travels by private jet and he has hundreds of employees.
他有豪宅，他出门就是坐他的私人飞机，而且他有成千上百的雇员。
But what the journalist finds, however, as he spends his days with Michael Jordan, is a man who is miserable.
可是这一位记者在他的报道中说，他所发现的这个人却是一个生活悲惨的人。
Jordan is described as someone who still has competitive rage to play basketball again.
他说 Jordan 还是一心想要回到球场去打球。
All he thinks about is playing basketball.
他整天所想的就是打球。
Even though his body won't allow him to.
虽然他的体力已经不容许他这样做。
Basketball was an addiction that brought him happiness.
这个篮球就是他的瘾。能够带给他快乐。
And now that basketball is taken away from him, he finds himself continually depressed.
现在他不能打篮球了，结果他就是经常处在沮丧的里面。
He's always angry and simply not a fun person to be around.
他也常常充满愤怒，没有办法与人相处。
So instead of basketball, he has to find ways to fill the emptiness.
所以他就必须从别的地方想办法来填补他心灵里面的空虚。
For example, he turns to drinking and to gambling and other distractions.
所以他就开始喝酒，开始赌博，开始做其他很多事情。
Now, before we become too quick to judge Michael Jordan, we must also look at our own lives.
我们现在不想在这里论断他，但是我们要回头来想想我们自己。
I think if we're being honest with ourselves, there's a Michael Jordan in me and in you as well.
如果我们诚实地面对自己，我们就会发现，在你我的心中，其实也都有一个 Michael Jordan.
We might not be a world famous person or a billionaire.
我们可能不像他那么出名，不像他那么有钱。
But we all just want to be happy and content.
可是我们却都一样在追求快乐，要追求满足。
And we search for happiness anywhere we can find it.
我们到处来寻找快乐。
But it escapes us again and again.
可是我们却一再的失望。
Does God's word have anything to say about this?
那么神的话在这一方面有给我们什么教导吗？
Does it have anything to say about finding true contentment, a peace-filled, enduring happiness?
圣经有告诉我们怎么样才能找到真正的满足，就是充满平安的喜乐吗？
I think it does here in our passage.
我想我们今天读的这些经文就有答案。
Our passage this morning is taken from one of Paul's letters that he wrote when he was in prison.
我们今天早上所读的经文是保罗在监狱里面写的。
He wrote this letter to the Christians in Philippi.
他是写这封信给腓立比的信徒。
Where Paul had first brought the gospel to Europe.
是保罗到欧洲传福音的第一站。
We know from the book of Acts that this church was started with the conversion of Lydia.
我们从使徒行传里面看见，这个教会是从一个妇女卖紫色布的妇女吕底亚开始的。
And the conversion of the jailer who was converted when he was guarding Paul and Silas in prison.
还有保罗跟希拉被关在监狱里面，那些后来悔改信主的狱卒也是这个教会的。
Years go by and the church grows and grows in Philippi.
几年过去了，这个教会开始成长。
And we know from this letter that Paul and the Philippians share a deep and special bond.
我们从保罗的书信里面看见保罗跟腓立比教会的信徒有很深的感情。
We see a piece of that when we look at verse 10 in our passage.
请我们来看第十节，我们就会看见他跟他们的关系。
So I'm going to read verse 10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。
This verse is referring to the financial support that the Philippians had always given to Paul.
保罗在这里也指到腓立比教会在经济上常常的支持他。
So I think Paul is affirming their generosity because of at least two reasons.
保罗在这里称赞他们的慷慨捐献，有两个原因。
First, he believes it is a praiseworthy example for other Christians to emulate or to copy.
首先，他认为腓立比教会所行的是一个其他基督徒很好的榜样。
Christians who truly believe in the urgency of spreading the gospel will generously give towards its cause.
真正相信传福音的紧迫性的信徒一定会慷慨的奉献。
And secondly,
第二个原因，
it is an example of the Philippian believers' contentment in the Lord.
腓立比人这样慷慨的奉献正是他们在主里面得着满足的一个见证。
Their generosity flows from a true contentment.
他们的慷慨是从他们内心的满足跟知足流露出来的。
Why? It is because someone that truly possesses peace-filled joy will always be ready to give.
因为一个内心真正充满平安喜乐的人就会很愿意来慷慨的奉献。
So our first point, if you're taking notes,
所以如果你有在记笔记，我们第一个要点是
is that true contentment nurtures generosity.
真正的知足会孕育出慷慨。
When I was a kid, maybe 6 or 7, my brother and I used to collect comic books and cards.
当我小时候六七岁的时候，我跟我的兄弟很喜欢收集一些漫画的卡片。
We would like to go to the comic book store and buy packs of cards, collectible cards.
我们常常去漫画书店，然后买一整叠的收藏版的漫画。
And sometimes when you open a pack, you get a very rare, shiny, limited edition card.
有时候当你把这一整叠卡打开的时候，里面会有一张非常漂亮、金光闪闪，是限量版的漫画卡。
They would be worth a lot of money, and it would be something that I can show off to my friends.
这一张卡很值钱，而且我可以向我的朋友炫耀。
One day, however, I felt God leading me to give this card to my dad.
可是有一天，我觉得上帝要我把这张卡片送给我的父亲。
I felt a sense of contentment with what I had.
我对我所收藏的这些漫画觉得非常的满足。
And even though this was the only card I had that was very special,
虽然我所有的这一张卡片是非常特殊，是限量版的，
I was very glad to just give it away to my dad.
可是我却非常乐意的把它送给我的父亲。
My contentment led to joyful sacrifice or joyful generosity.
因为我的知足让我能够很慷慨的把它送出来。
So we can say that generosity is the outward expression of an inward contentment.
所以我们可以这样说，慷慨就是内心满足的外在表现。
Now, as we look at the following verses, Paul is going to begin to talk about contentment a little bit more explicitly.
好，下面保罗就更进一步的来讲什么是慷慨。
Let's take a look at verse 11.
我们来看第十一节。
Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
So what we see here is Paul graciously accepts their gift, but he wants to assure them that he's okay.
保罗在这里用感恩的心来接受他们对他的支持，可是他也要他们知道他其实是过得 可以的。
Now the Greek word he uses here for contentment is autarkes.
保罗在这里所用的那个知足那个字，在希腊文里面其实是从啊禁欲主义这个字里面提出来的。
Now this is probably a word borrowed from one of the prominent Greek philosophies of Paul's day called Stoicism.
Yeah, 保罗的时代啊，在希腊很流行这个哲学，就是禁欲主义。
In this philosophy, to be content is the ultimate goal of one's life.
在这个哲学里面，他们觉得人生最终的目标就是要知足。
And to be content meant that you are self-sufficient.
知足的意思就是说你自给自足。
Self-sufficient means, according to them, that you don't need to rely on anything or anyone.
那么自给自足就是你不需要依靠别人或其他任何的事情。
So for this reason, the Stoic philosophers would try to rid themselves of all desires.
所以这些禁欲主义者就尽量戒除他所有的欲望。
They thought that if you desired something, that you would be a slave to it.
他们认为，如果你想要得到什么东西，你就成为那个欲望的奴隶。
So if you had no desires, then you would be self-sufficient or not lacking in anything at all.
所以，如果你没有欲望，你就没有缺乏，你就不会成为任何东西的奴隶。
Now Paul is taking the same word, but I think he's going to apply a different meaning to it, as we'll see in these verses.
保罗在这里借用了他们的字，但是他却给他一个不同的意义。
From this verse that we just read,
我们刚刚读的这个经节，
we learn that Paul's contentment is present in whatever situation.
保罗说他在什么境况都可以知足。
So here's the second point.
所以这就是我们的第二个重点。
True contentment is not dependent on circumstances.
真正的知足并不是依靠外面的环境来的。
Whether Paul is in prison,
无论保罗是在监狱里，
or free,
或者在外面，
whether he's starving,
他无论是饥饿，
or filled,
或者饱足，
whether his life is being threatened or he lives,
或者他的生命受到威胁，或者他的生命很平安，
Paul can say he is content in whatever circumstance,
保罗说他无论在什么境况都可以知足。
Because he has learned that true contentment doesn't depend on any circumstance.
因为他知道真正的满足不是靠外面的环境来的。
What about us?
我们的情况又怎么样呢？
Take a moment to reflect back on this past week or this past month.
我们回想一下在过去这个礼拜或过去这个月。
What circumstances dictated your contentment?
有什么样的事情发生来决定我们在主里面的满足呢？
This passage always reminds me of the hymn that we just sung this morning, It is well with my soul.
啊，这个经节事实上也让我想起我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌，就是我心灵得安宁。
If you don't know the story behind the writing of this song, I'm going to tell you.
你如果不知道这首歌写作的背景，我现在要告诉你。
The writer Horatio Spafford wrote this song in the 1800s.
啊，这首歌的作者 Spafford 是在19世纪的时候写这首诗歌。
He decided to take his family on a vacation holiday to England.
啊，他那时候是决定跟家人一起到欧洲去度假，英国。
And because of some business, he had to stay behind and send his family first.
那么因为他临时有一些事情需要处理，所以他就叫他的家人先走。
So he sends his wife and four daughters on this ship.
所以他的太太带着四个女儿就先上船。
And tragically, the ship was struck by another ship.
很不幸的，这艘船在中途被另一艘船撞上了。
226 people lost their lives, including four of his daughters.
226个人丧生，包括他的四个女儿。
His wife survived and sent him a telegram beginning with the words, saved alone.
他的太太生还了，然后拍了一封电报给他，说独自被救。
Devastated, Spafford takes a ship to England to meet up with his wife.
在伤痛之余，这个 Spafford 马上坐了下一艘船 就到欧洲去跟他的太太相见。
And while he was on board that ship, he wrote the famous hymn that we sung.
那么当他在船上的时候，他就写了这首出名的诗歌。
You may recall the first verse, when peace like a river attendeth my way.
这首歌的第一节说，有时想平安，如江河平又稳。
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
有时遇悲伤，似浪滚。
Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say.
无论何环境，我已蒙主引领。
It is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁，得安宁。
Was Spafford sad? Of course he was.
你想 Spafford 悲伤吗？当然。
He was devastated.
他是伤痛欲绝。
But did Spafford allow circumstances in life to dictate his contentment in the Lord? No.
可是 Spafford 容许这个环境来决定他在主里面的平安跟满足吗？没有。
He knew that his contentment was dependent on the Lord, not his circumstances.
他知道他在主里的满足跟平安是在耶稣基督里，而不是在环境里。
What circumstances today seem to dictate your contentment?
今天你有什么样的境遇来掌管着你心里面的满足跟平安呢？
Can we truly say with Paul that in whatever circumstances we have learned to be content?
我们能够像保罗这样说，无论在什么境况，我都学会了知足吗？
Paul further elaborates in verse 12.
保罗进一步在第十二节说，
He says, I know how to be brought low.
我知道怎样处卑贱。
And I know how to abound.
我知道怎样处丰富。
In any and every circumstance,
随时随在，
I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need.
或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
Everything that Paul has gone through up until this point has taught him how to live with true contentment.
保罗所经历的许多事情都教导他如何在主里面过一个知足的生活。
When he talks about being brought low, he's probably thinking about all the suffering he had endured for the gospel.
当他讲到他知道如何处卑贱的时候，他心里想的可能是他为主所受的那许多的苦。
In 2 Corinthians 11, he tells us,
在哥林多后书十一章他告诉我们
5 times he received 39 lashes from the Jews.
他被犹太人鞭打了五次，每次是四十减去一下。
Three times he was beaten with rods.
他被棍打了三次。
Once he was stoned.
被石头打了一次。
Three times he was shipwrecked.
遇到船坏了三次。
He's always in danger from his own people, the Gentiles and false Christians.
他一直处在危险中，是从他自己的弟兄，还有外邦人，甚至是假弟兄那边来的。
And he's had many sleepless nights because he was hungry and thirsty and because he was exposed to the cold.
他有很多个晚上不能睡觉，又饥又渴，不能食，又寒冷，又赤身露体。
But through all that, Paul learned still to be content in the Lord.
可是虽然经历这么多，保罗仍然学会在主里面知足。
But Paul also mentions the flip side. He says he also knows how to abound and how to face times of plenty and abundance.
保罗在这里不但讲缺乏，他也讲他知道怎么样处丰富。
In other words, he knows how to live when everything is going well.
换句话说，他说我知道当我凡事顺利，一切丰富的时候，怎么样来相处。
But why does he say that? Is that really a struggle to live when things are going well?
他为什么这样说呢？难道处在丰富里，一切都很顺利的时候，还有任何的难处挣扎吗？
Why is he saying also that he knows how to face abundance and plenty?
为什么他要说他也学会如何处丰富、处顺利呢？
I think Paul is bringing this up because There's just as much temptation in abundance to think we have true contentment, even though we actually don't.
因为保罗知道，即使在这些丰富跟顺利的情况里面，我们所面对的试探其实不小于另外一个极端。
In other words, having everything go well and having plenty can be just as threatening to your contentment as having nothing at all.
换句话说，当我们凡事顺利、非常丰富的时候，我们其实心里还是不容易得到满足。
I mean, Michael Jordan's accumulation of wealth and status is an example.
Michael Jordan 本身就是一个很好的例子，他有各样的财富、各样的名声，可是他没有满足。
The suicide rates for both poor and wealthy people are the same.
穷人跟富人的自杀率是一样高的。
It's not about how much one person has that determines their contentment.
一个人的知足不在于他拥有多少。
Paul has seen it all. And contentment is not found in either extreme.
保罗看得很清楚，他知道无论是丰富，无论是缺乏，都不能给人带来满足。
So what is the secret of contentment that he talks about in verse 12?
那么保罗在十二节所说的，他所得的秘诀是什么呢？
Verse 13, he gives us the answer.
第十三节，他就告诉我们这个秘诀是什么。
He says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
他说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
So here's Paul's secret. The secret is knowing that true contentment is not found in what you have, but who you have.
所以保罗告诉我们，真正得着满足的秘诀不在于你拥有什么，而是在于你拥有谁。
So our third point is true contentment is rooted in Jesus.
所以我们的第三点讲到，真正的满足是扎根在耶稣基督里的。
Contentment is not found in accumulating more and more.
真正的满足不在于你累积越来越多的财富。
But in realizing that we already have all that we need in Jesus.
真正的满足乃是在于我们认识到耶稣基督才是我唯一所需要的。
When Jesus is all that you have, we can still be content because Jesus is all that we need.
当我们失去所有，只剩耶稣的时候，我们仍然可以觉得满足，因为耶稣是我们唯一所需要的。
This is what Paul means when he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
这就是保罗所说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做的意思。
He's assuring them that although he's in prison, although he's persecuted,
他告诉他们说，虽然我被关在监狱里面，虽然我受到很多的逼迫，
although he's poor and hungry and separated from his brothers and sisters,
虽然他缺乏，他贫穷，他饥饿，但是
they can rest assured that Jesus is still with him and Jesus is enough.
他知道耶稣与他同在，而有耶稣就够了。
Here's what Spafford wrote in the second verse of his hymn.
刚刚这首诗歌的作者 Spafford, 他在第二节里面说，
Though Satan should buffet,Though trials should come,
撒旦虽来侵，众试炼虽来临，
Let this blessed assurance control,
但我有确据在我心，
That Christ has regarded my helpless estate,
基督很清楚我的境况无人帮助，
And hath shed his own blood for my soul,
就为我流宝血救赎我。
For Spafford, Christ controls his destiny.
对 Spafford 来讲，耶稣基督掌管他的命运。
And his contentment is rooted in that truth. It's rooted in Jesus.
那么他的满足是扎根在耶稣基督里面的。
It's not about what we have, but who we have.
不是关于你有什么，而是关于你有谁。
Michael Jordan had a lot of what's, but he does not have the who.
Michael Jordan 有很多的东西，但是他却没有那一位最重要的人。
What about us?
我们的情况如何呢？
In conclusion, I just want to give us some ways to apply what we've just discussed.
最后我要来给我们一些实际的应用方法。
What are some ways we can have true contentment by knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us?
我们既然知道我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做，那么我怎么样实际应用在我的生活上呢？
Here are two ideas to consider.
啊，我这里提出两点。
First, grow through what you go through.
第一，在你所经历的事上成长。
God has a purpose through every season of your life, difficult times and easy times.
神对我们人生的每一个季节，无论是顺境逆境，都有他美好的旨意。
God uses what you go through to grow you.
神借着我们所经历的环境来让我们成长。
And to teach you to depend more and more on Jesus alone.
来教导我们更多的单单的依靠他。
Sometimes he takes us through a situation to show you that these things will fail us.
有时候他让我们经历一些事情，让我们看见这些事情是不可靠的。
And that peace and joy will only be found at Jesus' feet.
真正的平安喜乐只有在耶稣基督里面才能找到。
So see every situation as an opportunity to trust and depend on Jesus more and to love him more deeply.
所以我们把每一个经历都当作一个机会，让我们能够更深的来依靠主，来经历主。
Secondly,
第二点，
if we are to remain focused on who we have and not what we have, we need to have some accountability.
如果我们要持续的聚焦于耶稣基督，而不是追逐这世上的东西，那么我们就需要彼此扶持，彼此问责。
I've heard stories of too many Christian friends who get lured away from the faith because of worldly temptations.
我听过太多啊，基督徒被这个世界的诱惑啊牵引离开信仰的事情。
Temptations of careers, money, social status.
无论是他们的事业、名声、功名、自己的啊实现。
Not that any of these things are bad in themselves.
并不是说这些事情不好。
But oftentimes they become the source of your contentment.
可是很多时候这些东西成为我们在主里得满足的那个来源。
And that becomes an idol.
而成为我们的偶像。
That will always bring you discontentment.
如果我们把这些东西当作偶像，我们永远得不着满足。
Keep yourselves in Christian community because iron sharpens iron.
我们要保守自己，常常在基督徒的团体里面，因为铁磨铁，磨出刃来。
Find a small group to be a part of.
找一个小组，好好的去参加。
Find people whom you can disciple and those whom can disciple you. Sorry.
找一个人或几个人，你可以啊替他做门徒训练，或者找人来门徒训练你。
The more we surround ourselves in Christian community, the more we can encourage one another to focus on who we have and not what we have.
我们越把自己环绕在这个基督徒的团体里面，基督徒的架构里面，我们就越容易专注在耶稣基督的身上，而不至于流失在这个世界里。
May we all be strengthened by Christ to proclaim with Spafford.
但愿我们每一个人都能够靠着耶稣基督得着力量，与这首诗歌的作者 Spafford 一起来说。
When peace like a river attendeth my way,
有时想平安如江河平又稳。
When sorrows like sea billows roll,
有时遇悲伤似浪滚。
Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say,
无论何环境我已蒙主引领。
It is well, it is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁，得安宁。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace of your Son Jesus coming to die in our place.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你差派你的独生爱子来为我们死在十字架上。
We thank youThat you raised him for our justification.
我们感谢你， 你借着他使我们得称为义。
And that in him you have offered us new life.
在他的里面你赐给我们新的生命。
Abundant life.
丰富的生命。
Everlasting peace.
永远的平安。
And so Lord, I pray that you would give us the faith to believe that.
求主赐给我们更多的信心来相信你的真理。
That in whatever situation, we will turn to you.
让我们无论在什么境况都能够来到你的面前。
And that we would find our joy and contentment in you alone.
然后我们就在你的里面得着那真正的平安。
Teach us, Lord, to worship you when things are going well and when things are going not so well.
教导我们无论在顺境或逆境的里面都能够敬拜你。
And may you be glorified in all that we do.
愿你自己的名得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。